Would you open your hearts this morning to John's Gospel, chapter number 2? Let us say a few words to you this morning. And then I wonder, would you be willing to take what the Lord has to say to us today and do something with what His Word says? For His Word is still right. Young kids, look up here at your preacher this morning. I love you. You're so blessed. There was 10 young'uns Friday didn't come home to mom and daddy. Can you imagine, Brother Tim, Miss Brenda, y'all in the school stuff, can you imagine you school too? Can you imagine what happened in that classroom Friday and how, Brother David, it affected grandparents? Brother Adam affected mama and daddies. Brother Gerald, brothers and sisters. Life can change so suddenly. I want to say this as your country preacher this morning. You better know you're saved and ready to meet God. Been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not had a little dose of religion. Not joined the church. Not even been baptized. Do you know that the Holy Ghost has dealt with your heart and you responded to Him by faith? You better know that you know that your name's written down yonder in glory. John 2, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto Him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. He said to them, draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, they knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth a good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, thou hast kept the good wine till now. I'm glad he can keep some things till now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth His glory, and His disciples believed on Him. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for the good Spirit of God in our midst this morning. I want to thank You for the tears that I'm still shed today. I want to thank You I've got a heart that can still be touched. Lord, I want to thank You that I've still got a Bible that can be read and understood. I pray, Spirit of God, You'd teach me and help me to make much of the Son of God. Teach me, Holy Ghost, to submit to You and surrender to You and give You the right of way. Because God, I'm a needy preacher and I'm a wicked man. And I thank You that You saved me. God, I thank You how You're still working in my life. Thank You that You've not turned me over to myself. Thank You. I want to thank You for this church and its people this morning. I want to thank You for their babies today. I want to thank you how good that you've been to us. And I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us that we never even knowed what you've done. But you are a God that sees it all and are very concerned about us. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Help us now to be a blessing to the people of God. I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything ever happened to you that it dawned on you that your flesh wouldn't save? Anything ever happened in your life to realize that without the grace of God, you'd be destroyed? As I look around this morning and families are gathered together, I want to say that in this story, there was a woman that was available. Now, the Bible said that she was the mother of Jesus. And in verse number 1, she was simply there. Thank God for some mothers that are there. We live in a society that it's so easy that this culture says, put your children to the wayside. Let somebody else bring them up. But let me tell you, something's wrong with a mother that is not there. Thank God I had a mother that was there. Many of you don't even know what I'm talking about. You've got great mothers and great fathers. You've been raised under Bible preaching. You ought to thank God today that the Lord allowed you to come up in a situation where your mother was there. But I want to say something. Some folks don't have that privilege today. So why don't you be that mother to them? Why don't you be that person in their life that will be there? It means a lot to have people that are there. Brother Mike, they sometimes, I just need you there. Brother David, sometimes, Brother Tim, it's not what you say, I just need you to be there. And so we see this woman in this first miracle. You'll notice in verse 2, she was invited. The Bible said both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. Now, they were invited. I'm glad that we're all invited in the family of God this morning. You know, some people feel like they're never apart. They've never been invited. But I want to say, this gospel story invites you to the family of God. It says, whosoever will. I'm glad the Bible's still a whosoever will Bible. And so here this woman in this story, we notice that there was an invitation went out, but there was a great involvement, the Bible said, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. It's amazing what women really know. I don't see where a man spoke up, but here, the mother of Jesus seen what they needed. Thank God for people in our life that can see what we need. And this is what you need to understand about people just doing shotgun preaching this morning. You don't need people in your life to tell you what you want to hear. You need people in your life to tell you what you need to hear. Brother Randy taught one of the best messages I've ever heard Wednesday night. I'm not politicking. He's not even here this morning. They're away traveling. But I'm going to tell you something. That was a powerful message. It was loaded. And let me tell you, we need people in our life that will be kind. Some of you are bull in a china shop. Some of you, you got to learn to have some tact about you. But thank God for people, Brother Mike, that tell us what we need to hear. Because, you know, sometimes I want to sort of stack the deck, so to speak. And I don't want to hear what I need to hear. I just want to hear what I want to hear. And I know none of y'all rednecks has got that problem, but your preacher does. And so here we see this woman and her involvement, and we see the woman here in her interest. The Bible said when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Now, I want you to notice that she wasn't talking about them. She went to Jesus about the problem. She said unto him that they want wine. You know, a lot of people's real busy about the wrong things. Instead of being busy talking to God for others, we're so busy talking about others. I want to ask you something. You know, the older I get, people tear me up telling lies on me. I don't like that none. I give them enough to talk about without lying on me. Amen? But have you ever thought about, instead of talking about somebody, if you would talk to God for them, how business would pick up? Instead of talking about your enemy all the time, why don't you talk to God about your enemy? And these were just not enemies. I'm just using this Bible principle. Just in some country preaching this morning, she didn't find herself busy talking about others. She found herself busy talking to Christ about others. God can do anything. It's amazing what God can do. So many times we want to give up on Him and give up on others, but we see here that she had the right process. She went unto the Lord and she said something unto Him. They have no wine. You know, I've noticed this when you talk to God, you don't have to be long in your story. You know, a lot of times we want to make these long prayers, but I'm glad God understands simple words. God help me. God be merciful to me, a sinner. God help my family. Help my mind. Help my heart. Help my home. Help my school. Help my friends. This morning in this passage, there's a woman that was involved. There's a woman that was interested. There was a woman that was so inspiring. She talked to Jesus for others. Thank God. I was getting ready this morning, Brother Lee, and I was thinking, the people that has prayed for me this morning, I'll never know till I get to heaven how that has impacted our ministry. I'll never know till I get to heaven the prayers that has been prayed for me by others that has so helped me down life's road. When somebody says they're praying for you, don't take that lightly. You ever been praying? And let me ask you something this morning just to remind you in some things. Do you have a place every day that you pray? If you don't, get you that place. It ought to be a private place. It ought to be a place, not when you just lay your pillow down and you go to sleep praying. I'm talking about a place that you systematically go to talk to God. It'll change your life. And so here we find this woman knew how to pray. We need to get involved in it. A lot of you have been praying for your grandchildren. They got saved. I'm glad God hears prayers. A lot of you have prayed for other children. They've got saved. A lot of you have prayed for other families. They've got restored. This woman in this story. But then it changes in verse 3 from this woman to a want. And this word, Brother Duane, it simply means need. You know, have you ever wondered what you needed and you really didn't know, but somebody else told you what you needed? A lot of times we think we know what we need, but the Bible always tells us what we need. You see, we need Him this morning. And so here in this story, there's a woman, but there's a want. In verse 3, the Bible said when they wanted wine, you've got to want something to really get it. Our problem is the reason we don't have more spiritual things because we don't want them things. The reason we're not closer with God this morning because we don't want a closer walk with God. We need our wanter fixed. Somebody say amen. They wanted wine. Do you remember when you really wanted something, how you went after that? It makes a big difference if you want something or not. I've heard people, they were had great addictions and I've heard this story. Well, go down there and get some help. Ain't nobody going to get no help till you get to wanting help. And so here they wanted something. I wonder, what do you want this morning? You know, God has blessed us so much. And I can't help but to parallel other places to this place that I travel and see and preach. Many times when we don't see God stirring and doing nothing, the people don't want nothing. But when you want something, Brother Tim, just like you said this morning, now let's go to church. Let's worship. You gotta want something. What do you want? I think that our church has come through a slump of where we've been so satisfied. God has stirred in our midst, and God used the tent revival in Carroll County to stir up some of our hearts. That's what we need. And the thing about it, we need to keep fanning the flame. You won't. They wanted something. And you know, it's so great to have Jesus there when you want something. Because she couldn't do nothing about it. But she knowed who could do something about it. And so the Bible says, and Jesus said unto her, now this kills Mariology right here in the Catholic Church. Jesus said unto her, woman, he put her real plain, didn't he? Jesus don't have her on a pedestal, but yet he loved his mother. But he said, let me tell you, while I'm writing John chapter number 2, don't nobody get confused about who we are to worship around here. Woman. What have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come, but it was soon to come. Jesus was headed to Calvary. You know why he is going to Calvary? Because you and me. God must have really wanted to fellowship with us to send us His Son. Now, we see this want. Now, we see simply in verse number 3, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said, and they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And his mother said unto the servants, now, I want you to get this word. I'm not going to preach much longer. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now, I want you to realize something. God is never hindered until we hinder him. God is never hindered until we hinder Him. Did you know you can handcuff God on your account? God can do anything. But many times, God moves and it's our turn to make the next move. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Now I want you to notice what He tells them to do. And it don't make a lot of practical sense. I've noticed something about serving God. A lot of times He'll ask me things that really don't add up in my thinking. But God knows exactly what I need. And so He says, she says, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, Now she says, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now Jesus spake. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. That's pretty simple. But yet it's real hard. Fill the water pots with water. I don't want to fill the water pots with water. Well, you're not going to get no wine. Pretty simple. Mary can't bring it. The crowd can't bring it. Jesus has got to do it. But I want you to realize, by them being obedient to the word of Christ, it brought wine. Now, the story moves on. Look at His word in verse 5. She says, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Verse 7, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. I want to say a few things about this word. First of all, His word is always informing. We need the word. Look, I love worship. I love singing. I love going to meeting. Glory to God. I love the Spirit of God ministering and moving. But it comes a time when only the Word of God is going to get us what we need. The Word was informing. The reason we need preaching is so we can grow. And this word is not only informing, but this word is very infringing. Sometimes God will send a word and it never is convenient. His word's infringing. Let me tell you what, He'll come right into your space. It's infringing. You've heard people say, get out of my space. God don't say that. He'll get in your space. His word is informing, but His word is infringing. And then His word is very much involving. Notice what they did. He spoke to them. He said, listen, y'all go fill the water pots with water. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. I love going to church with them kind of people. We're not just going to pour a little bit in it. We're going to fill it up till it won't hold no more, and we're going to see what God can do. The reason we don't see God do more than what God does, we don't trust Him at His Word, and we don't go overboard. Filled it to the brim. I don't know if that's Baptist or not. Because, you know, this ain't churchy what we're talking about here this morning. Baptists love to be churchy, and I am a Baptist by doctrine and belief, but the Baptist ain't got me, honey. Jesus got me before the Baptist got me. And so I want you to notice this word was very informing. It was involving. It was infringing. But then it was so influencing. It influenced others. Has the word ever influenced you? You remember when Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus? He said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. And he walked on the water to go to Jesus. My goodness, the Word of God has so much influence and power in it. I'm a better man today because the Word of God has influenced me. Now, we see this woman, we see this want, we see this Word, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. But now, look at this work. They got busy and they simply just done what the Lord said. What has the Lord told you to do in your life? Well, preacher, He ain't told me to do nothing. Then be still. He's a big God. He can tell you exactly what you need. Some of you got great decisions in your life and you need a word from the Lord. And if God hadn't told you to do nothing, then you're going to be on your own if you go do it. But if He tells you to do something, honey, you can take it to the bank. It will work out. Now, look what He says. So they filled him the brim. He said to them, draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. The ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was. But the servants that drew the water knew. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And he saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. I'm glad Jesus can keep some things for now. Now, I want to say this about our homes and our structure, and I'll be done preaching this morning. But first of all, just because Jesus was involved does not mean that they didn't have issues at the marriage. Jesus was there and they run out of wine. I want to say something. The reason many times that we don't have better church services than what we have, it's not that Jesus isn't here. You'll notice before the ceremony was over, trouble came. I mean, they hadn't even got married yet. They done hit a dilemma, hit a snag. Anybody ever got married and didn't hit a snag? I wish y'all would write that book. Put your name on the front of it because I want to know you're a phony. This morning, me and Miss Renee was getting dressed and I went in and put my suit on. We've got double vanities. Two sink bowls. And she sprays this hairspray that gets in your mouth. That, I mean, it's all in your nose and your ears. I mean, it'd make a great bug spray. So I come back there to the mirror to brush my teeth. Ain't y'all glad? Somebody say amen. There she was in my mirror. She was just a spray. I said, hey, we got double vanities in this house. Get over our chores. Leave mine alone. And y'all know how they do. She had that little sniff about it. I'd love to know we've never hit some snags. But you see, the marriage hadn't even been completed and they had issues. There's out of wine. What does the Bible speak about this wine? It's joy. You see, Jesus can be around and still there's no joy. That's the way we are as a Christian. Jesus lives in many of us, but many times there's no joy. Now I want to ask you, why'd they run out of wine? I had this thought come to church. The crowd drunk it up. You see, if you're not careful, you'll lose your joy around the crowd. Church, Jesus said, come out from the world and be ye separate. We're not mean to nobody. He said, let your light shine. All we need to do is just preach the Bible and worship Jesus. Can I tell you, Jesus never built the church for the world. He built the church for the church. And a lot of times when our joy is gone because the world's drunk it up, we've allowed people in our lives that have used it all up. But I sure am glad that's not the end of the story. Somebody went to praying. Said, I know what they need. They need joy. You know what I've noticed about joy? It's everything. I went out and walked my German Shepherd dog this morning. I come back in, Miss Renee. She said, I've had this song on my mind all day, on the sunny side up. I said, you know, honey, I was walking that dog a while ago, and I got to thinking, I'm not going to be so gloomy and doomy today. I'm going to enjoy God and just look around how good God's been to me. Got in the prayer room this morning. People got to bragging on the Lord. And joy just started flowing. Joy is amazing. Joy brings things that only joy can bring. Honey, you can be in difficult situations but still have joy in your heart. Now you look. Only Jesus. And only Jesus brought back that joy. What they started with, they didn't have it no more. But when they got in touch with Jesus, He restored. Matter of fact, they said, this is an amazing thing about this man. Most folks give the best they got first. That's just like the devil. See, young people, the devil will give you the best he's got first, and then what he's got last ain't good at all. He'll show you the pretty billboards. Sin is fun. Sure it's fun, but it's for a season. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil always gave me, Brother Jerry, the best he had first. And then the sufferings come last. He said, bring this out to the governor. I want that high official to see what I'm doing. He said, this is the amazing thing about this man at this wedding. He said, y'all said his name is Jesus. He said, he does something a lot different than what the world does. He saved the best to last. Church, I wish we could get a hold of that this morning. I've heard people say, well, God ain't what He used to be. God's still who He's always been. He don't change. God don't change. Don't y'all tell me we can't have church in Bowden, Georgia in the last days. He saved the best to last. There ain't many folks having church, but honey, we can have church. Because He saved the best for last. I won't preach on this, Brother Mike, and I've not got it developed, but Jacob commanded all of his children, and this is what the Bible says, he picked his feet off the floor and put them in the bed and went to his own people. I won't develop that sermon. I won't preach on it sometime if God would help me, but you know, I've noticed the older we get, He saved the best for last. You know what means something to me, Brother David? I know it's about 12:05. But I'm fixing to leave here if God will allow me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home. I'm going to pull in. I'm going to look at my dog. He's going to look at me like, why'd you fasten me up all morning? And I'm going to get Sailor Reese in the house and I'm going to let that dog out. And we're going to sit down with Sloppy Joe's. Somebody say amen. And I got me some hot tater chips last night. And I'm going to enjoy my family. Brother David, money can't buy that. Brother Rodney, money can't buy that. God has saved the best for last. Miss Emily, you come to the instrument this morning. I want to ask you this. Do you need it back? What you want? Do you realize that only Jesus can bring joy? If there's any man here, if there's any man preaching today, that could tell you that things that bring happiness, I'd be one of them because God's allowed me to have a lot of things. But the shine's always been knocked off of it. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. He's wonderful. I want to open this altar this morning. Whatever you need in your life, you come today. The altars are open. If you don't know Christ,